Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
First of all, I have to say a huge congratulations on taking the title this year. How have the last few days been since you won the game?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Thank you. I think it hasn't fully sunk in yet, but the last 2 days, I think it's been really special that we are able to spend this time together to celebrate, because sometimes, you sort of head off straight away, don't have that time as a team. And as much as we're missing our family and friends back home, it's been nice to have just the players and the support staff that are up here with us and actually spend that time to celebrate. So we had a really fun night on the night of the game, and then we had our presentation MVP awards night. So that was, again, a really nice time to spend together.
I mean, looking back at that final game, what do you think is the difference, or was the difference between you and Fever in that hour of playing?
Yeah, I think it was the defensive pressure, and, you know, Fever is such a strong scoring team, and I think for us, we needed everyone to be on the game to defend and actually help our goalkeeper down the end to win that ball back. So I think it was a grind, and it was goal for goal pretty much most of the game, and we knew that that was probably going to be the way that the game was going to play out. But if you keep that pressure up, eventually things will start to go your way. You'll get a held ball, a contact, a throw in, whatever it may be, to actually allow you to score. So, I think it was the defensive pressure and actually maintaining that for the whole game.
Definitely. And, looking at the whole season now, knowing that, you know, you're victorious and that you've won and you did it for Victoria as well, I mean, where do you think that the season went right for you, and what was different between this season and last season, for example?
Yeah, this season's been unlike any other. It's been crazy. It's unreal. I just can't believe that we actually got this competition run in with everything that's going on in the world. But I think we just had such a strong focus right from the start, and we didn't know if we were heading away or if we weren't. So when we were in lockdown back in Melbourne, we were training just as hard and just as intense as if we were out there on the track together. And I think that's been the driving force of this team, is that we've been able to bring away 14 players with us, and even the young ones who have just joined the group, they're just so determined and so, I guess, passionate about the Vixens. And I think being away, it sort of brought us very close off the court, and we've become a little family, is stronger than ever, I think, and that's definitely helped us out on the court.
I mean, obviously you touched on it there, that it was a completely different year, a year like no other. So how was hub life? Can you give us a bit of an insight into what it was like for you?
Yeah, I think it's hard to explain. I feel like it's, you're living away from everything that you know, your family, your friends, your work, your just life in general, and you've just sort of had to make it home as quickly and, I guess, effectively as possible. And I think what's been really great is our coach has allowed us to have life outside of netball as well. And she understands we are living together. We're pretty much on top of each other. And, you do have the option to go and see the coaches or the physios whenever you need, but actually make life as normal as possible. So we'll go to training and then you'll have the rest of the day off like you would back at home. And just because we're all together doesn't mean that we actually have to do more training sessions or more meetings or all those kind of things. So, we went through our quarantine phase and then got into the season. But when we were playing two games a week, it honestly went so quickly. We were playing, recovering, playing. So, I think everyone's really enjoyed it. We are in a very beautiful part of Australia, up in Brisbane, and sunny beaches and nice weather. So it definitely has helped with, the mood of the team.
Oh, definitely. And we know that you had that ankle injury a couple of weeks ago. How is your ankle now?
It's a bit fat today, to be honest. But, it's getting a lot better. I think I had those two games off at the end of the season, which definitely helped with the recovery process. And, it's going to have a bit of a rest for the moment, I think. And, I think to be able to play at that game, I was really happy that I could and do it pretty much pain-free. So, that's a bonus, and wouldn't change it to win a premiership.
Well done. The pesky netball ankle toe. Like, I hurt mine a couple of weeks ago and was out for about 6 weeks. And I was like, seriously? This is so annoying. So I feel you. I'm really glad that you were able to play in that game.
Thank you.
And how did you find the co-captaining role? What was that like? And what do you think you brought to it?
Yeah, I've obviously really good friends with Kate and we've been playing together for a long time now. So I definitely know the way that she leads and obviously how I do as well. But I think we just lead in different ways, and I think that's been the positive, is that we know each other so well. We're good friends off the court as well. And then even with Emily Mannix in that vice-captain position too, we're just all very different leaders, and I think that's really held, you know, what we wanted to do as a team this year. And I think this year has been really important in making sure that everyone feels comfortable and safe and happy, because, you know, you are away from those loved ones that you usually go and have those conversations with. So we really tried to create a really, I guess, safe and happy environment for the girls to speak up and get to know each other and feel like, Vixens is their family away from their real family.
With the retirement of Caitlin Thwaites and Tegan Phillip, what do you think that Melbourne Vixens are going to look like next season?
Yeah, it's a tricky question. We are obviously needing to get two more goalers into that team. So that process is happening right now, and I honestly have no idea what's going on with that. But, yeah, we will. We've got some really good young shooters, and Sasha McDonald was up here with us during this whole experience, and another shooter back home, Ruby. So we do have these young girls who have been really great with the Vixens. So I'm sure Simone and the selectors are looking right now, probably. They've probably gone straight to that. I think they've got a couple of weeks to sort of get that sorted. So, that's going to be the biggest change for our team. We're losing two, not just great goalers, great people, but they're probably the most experienced goalers in our game. So that's going to be, a big hole for us.
Yeah. What's in store for you for the next couple of weeks, next couple of months? I know that there is that optional Diamonds camp. Are you resting, or like kind of what's happening for you?
Yeah, so we'll have that. So we've got the Diamonds camp that will run for about a week. And then I'm just going to spend a bit of time up here with a few of the girls for a little bit of a holiday, and then head back just early November to Melbourne. And there's pretty much no more netball for me after that for this year. Consolation Cup's obviously been cancelled, and I think January Tour potentially won't run again next year over in the UK. So it's still, I guess, all, you know, it's just an unknown, and that's probably been the theme of this year. But I know when I get back in November, I won't really have any netball commitments. I think Vixens, we might start again together probably in the new year. So, yeah, there is a bit of time, sort of relax and have a bit of a holiday.
Yeah, much needed, I'm sure. And what do you think your reception will be like? I mean, what have you heard from, you know, friends and family back home, and what do you think it will be like when you return in early November?
Yeah, I felt like everyone in Victoria was watching that game, which is really special. But we'll all come home at different times. So when we're all finally back in Melbourne together, I think our CEO, Rosie Kinn, has said if the restrictions are lifted and we do have the option, I'd love to have everyone, family and friends, all together to celebrate in some way. I think the family and friends are probably enjoying this premiership more than us, and they wish more than anything that they could be a part of it. So we'll definitely do something together. But in the meantime, I think everyone just wants to get home to their families and loved ones and just celebrate as you would with your family, and reflect and share the stories of this hub and the craziness of everything that's going on. And then, yeah, hopefully when we're all back together, and hopefully Victoria is going a little bit better with their restrictions.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you. And yeah, thanks for joining us on the Netball Show.
Thank you so much. Lovely to have a chat.
Thanks so much for listening to us here at the Netball Show with Mizuno. It's been fantastic this year to follow the Suncorp Super Netball while the Super League in the UK has been cancelled. So we really hope that you've enjoyed following it with us. If you did like this episode, why not like it online? We are at the Netball Show, and I'm Sasha Shipway.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland, and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.